KHM Mobile.
And did you say that was KN4WHN?
4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. This is Bill, Hartwell, Georgia.
Well, how are you doing today there, Bill? This is Steve on this end, KN4VWA. And I am just west of Inman, South Carolina. So that puts us about an hour, not quite an hour and a half apart.
You're making good trips this morning. The I'm actually playing with a new TYT TH9800 radio, getting it programmed to go in my car. I got it sitting on my bench right now and hooked up with a temporary antenna. So this is actually the first radio broadcast on it.
Just a slight hiss in the background, but heck, that's to be expected at that distance. You're hitting the repeater strong.
Well, I appreciate the feedback. How you doing today?
Checking after I turn 65.
Sounds like a good plan. That way you can just say you're doing fine and move on.
Yes, sir, that's about the size of it. When I get up in the morning, as long as I'm sucking wind, it's okay. The rest of the day will just take care of itself. Oh, but I tell you what, I'm just about to reopen my business. I haven't worked so hard in my life. Man, between honeydew and activities for the grandkids and everybody else, I'm running my wheels off.
Of, what kind of business you reopening?
Well, I am semi-retired, and I just do whatever I want to do right now with the customers that I want to do it with. I was in the x-ray business.
Well, that sounds like, much good situation if you can do it when and how you want. And sounds like a good deal to have the experience in.
It provided me a good living, and I was able to save up enough to have a nice retirement, and it was good to me.
I work in technology. I'm director of IT at the University of Georgia, so I commute from Hartwell to Athens most days. I work from home every now and then. I just took the day off. Wanted to play with my new radio.
Well, there you go. Well, as a matter of fact, University of Georgia has a health center, don't they?
It's sort of like almost like a mini hospital, to tell you the truth. And then, of course, we've got our vet school. They, during COVID, they actually become a test center, and we do testing and lab results there for COVID testing.
Oh, I'm very, very familiar. Now, part of what I did as an x-ray guy was I set up the digital imaging and linked up into the outside world through your networks and put images around the clinics through your networks. Not particularly at UGA, but in similar situations.
Yeah, you're with what you're talking about. I've worked with their IT director on storage and backups of images, and the way they can take them and shoot them to other areas or other clinics for other veterinarians to look at. It's pretty high tech.
Yeah, it could be fun. The only real problems I have with any of that is when I've got somebody standing there on the other end of the phone, and we're both trying to get images into the UGA radiologist from outside clinics, just getting past those firewalls. Man.
We do like our firewalls. We've got them to keep people out And then we've also got them reversed to protect the community and world from our students. So we keep it locked down pretty tight.
Yep. All right, well, listen, I'm getting a phone call. I enjoyed talking to you this morning. Let me say 73s for just a few minutes, and if you're still there, I'd like to come back to you. Give me that call sign again, N4...
Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM, and yes, I'll be by the channel here for another hour or so while I'm doing some programming.
Just call, N4VWA, clear.
N4WHM, clear.
WS8D.